Surgeon General's conference on children's oral health follows the recent release of the oral health report. And I think the major points that we tried to make, number one, is that oral health is fundamental to overall health. We know, for example, that fluoridation of water has made tremendous difference in the health of the mouth of the American people. And yet there are 100 million people in this country who still do not have access to fluoridated water. So those are the kinds of issues we will be discussing. The other issues relate to the health care system and the fact that there are so many people who are uninsured when it comes to dental care. And even one in five, or I should say only one in five Medicaid-eligible children see a dentist every year in this country. Only one out of five Medicaid-eligible children. So you see, part of what we're talking about here are tremendous challenges, and the other part are the tremendous opportunities we have to move forward. Hopefully, out of this conference will come some very clear recommendations about how individuals can improve their own oral health in terms of brushing and flossing, how communities can improve oral health, and in some cases that includes fluoridation, but also how health professionals, not just dentists, but all health professionals, can play a role in improving the oral health of children.